Hi guys, it's your empowerment specialist, life coach, and lit coach, Tennille M. Jackson, and I'm coming to you all with the bonus episodes of what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problems. If you have been tuning in, you know that there are 6 previous podcasts that I've done with this same topic, as this is a 9-part series because there are 9 fruit that make up one. And so we have already discussed love, joy, peace, long suffering, aka patience, and then gentleness and goodness. But because you are my subscribers, you all are getting exclusive access to the final 3 fruit, which is faith, meekness, and temperance. And so I want to first of all thank you so much for subscribing, and as I've always told you, I try my best to get you some bonus content as a reward, just my way of saying thank you for subscribing. And so we want to just jump right into the discussion for today, and again we come from Galatians the 5th chapter and the 22nd and 23rd verse. And if you all have listened to the other podcast episodes by now, you know that I have given the disclaimer that, you know, whenever I am coming about spiritual topics, then I'm going to be coming from the Bible. And so if there are those of you who may not be believers, or this is not your religion, I very rarely preach religion. I am one that more so focuses on relationship, but at the end of the day, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but I'm not going to change what I talk about. And so this would be a good time right now to not listen to the remaining part of this podcast, as again we are coming from the King James Version of the Bible, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23, where it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so that has been and will be our foundational scripture for this 9-part series. Again, the title is what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problems. And again, if you've listened to any of the previous 6 episodes, you've heard me explain that each of the fruits, so it's not fruits of the Spirit, it's not plural. All 9 together make one. So it's just as if you had a cake, and in order to make that one cake, you need multiple ingredients. So you are going to need your eggs, your flour, your sugar, and obviously other ingredients depending upon the type of cake that you're trying to make. But those are the key ingredients, right? And so you need all of these different pieces, all 9 of these work together to become that one fruit. And so you don't ever want to get so arrogant as to say, think, or feel that because you're able to master one, that you don't need the other. Because the fact of the matter is that you need them all to be the best version of yourself. So the fruit that we are really focusing on today is faith. And just as I have done with all of the rest of the fruit, I start out explaining to you what faith is. So I give you the definition of whatever the fruit is. I tell you or explain to you what life looks like with whatever the fruit is, what it looks like without it, and how you can restore it if you had it and somehow you lost it along the way, or if you've never had it, right? So let's start off with what faith is. According to the dictionary, faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something, right? Now, again,
Remember, I just gave the disclaimer. Because of my faith and my belief, I'm going to go one step further and I'm going to read you a second definition where it says that faith is strong belief in God, okay? So whether you want to take it the complete trust or confidence in someone or something, I just read for you strong belief in God. And I'm going to marry those two to give you one comprehensive definition to say that faith is the complete trust or confidence in God. And so here's the reason why, as a believer, I must make that distinction. Because when you deal with people, and I don't care what people you mean, whether you're talking about your parents, whether you're talking about your children, whether you're talking about your significant others, when even sometimes yourself, there are times when you put trust, you put faith in people, and people let you down. And it is not always malicious, but the fact of the matter is that it does happen, right? Like, people can have the best of intentions, but because people have limitations, then that means that people are able to let you down. People can make you a promise. They can tell you, you can count on me. They can tell you, call me when you need me. But then when it actually happens, when you actually make that call, when you actually are dependent upon them, then many times the response is, oh, I didn't know you were actually going to call me, or I wish you would have called me yesterday, or I wish you had told me about it a week ago because I already have plans, or I'm already supposed to be doing this or that, or I'm already obligated. So again, it's not necessarily that it's malicious because they were not trying to not be there for you, but guess what? The bottom line is still the same. The bottom line is that when I needed you, you were not able to be there for whatever the reason is. And so that is the reason why I make the clear distinction when I define faith. It is not as it pertains to people. When I'm talking about faith, it is talking about your belief in God, your confidence in God, because God never disappoints you. God never lies. His word says that he cannot lie. And so we have to learn how to have trust, faith, belief, confidence, whatever word you want to use. We have to learn how to not just have it, but how to exercise our faith in God. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to help you get through life, right? A lot of people, you may be listening and, you know, because now we want to talk about what happens when you don't have faith. So let's say that maybe once upon a time you did have faith, but then life happened to you. Many times, and you all, maybe you have experienced this or you know someone who has. Whenever we lose a loved one, when someone we love dies, for many people, that is when you cut off your ties with God. Many people feel betrayed once someone that they care about dies, because our prayer is always, Lord, heal this person, save this person, get this person through this. And then many of us will go that extra mile and we start making negotiations. Well, Lord, if you save this person, then I'll do this. If you heal this person, then I'll stop that. We really believe that it is based upon our actions. And so if the Lord's will is not to save or spare that person's life, then we feel that we have the right to get angry with God, to say, well, I told you that I would stop smoking, I would stop drinking, I would stop my sexual immorality, I would stop lying or stealing or whatever, whatever your vice, whatever your point of negotiation was. You feel as though you have the right to now be angry with God because he had a plan outside of your will. But here is where and why faith is so important. Because if as believers, we truly trust God, there's a scripture in Jeremiah that talks about one of the benefits to trusting God, right? Because again, most of the time we say we trust God, but we don't really believe God. What we mean is, as long as God does what it is that we want, we think, we feel, as long as God obeys us, or as long as he answers our prayers, then we will agree to obey him, or we will worship or serve him. But here's the thing, that is not trusting God. Trusting God means that even if he orchestrates a plan that you either don't know or don't like, that you still will be willing to give him your all. Jeremiah 29 is a very familiar passage of scripture. 29 and 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And so many times what happens is when we lose a loved one, we lose a job, we lose money, anything like that, anything that causes us grief or causes us to suffer, typically that's when our faith goes out the window, because we say we have faith, but faith again is complete trust in God. A strong belief. So that means that it is rooted. It is grounded. So it's not based upon my situation. If you have unconditional faith, then that means that you're not just believing in God as long as your prayer is being answered. You're not just believing in God as long as you have the stuff that you want, the stuff that you need, the stuff that you ask for. Your faith in God is not contingent upon your circumstances. Can I say it again? Your faith is not supposed to be contingent upon your circumstances. Your circumstances are contingent upon your faith. If you don't have any faith, how can you tell the mountain to be thou removed? If you got to go, there's a saying that says, don't tell God about your problems. Tell your problems about your God. So many times, because we lack faith, or our faith is not as great as it should be, then what ends up happening is whenever we meet some type of obstacle, then we go running and shaking in our boots. As soon as something happens that we don't like, then now we got to go and we crying, and we don't know what this is going to be. And the same God that he was when you knew the answer is the same God that he is when you don't know the answer. And what we don't realize is that we are really relying on our own strength. And the fact of the matter is, that is a dangerous place to be, because you only have so much capacity. There is a limit to the things. I don't care how brilliant you are, I don't care how strong you are, there is a limit to your capacity. And so even in saying, I'm gonna make sure this happens, there's a degree to your capacity. So unless it is your job, if you are not the boss, then you don't have the final say so over how long you stay at the job. It does not matter, especially nowadays. It doesn't matter about your tenure. It does not matter about your skill set. We saw with the pandemic in 2020, so many what we would call stable companies going bankrupt. And so what do you think happened when the companies went bankrupt? Many of those people lost their job. And so again, it does not matter. You are not safe in anybody's hands other than God. People can have the best of intentions. Ain't that what I just said? Saying it again. People can have the best of intentions. When you start your job and you have all of these quote unquote benefits, and so you just know that you're good as long as I show up to work every day. But guess what? Unforeseen circumstances happen all the time. Unforeseen circumstances happen all the time. And this is the reason why faith is so necessary, because faith says, despite what it looks like, right? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you already know all the end results, you know how 1 + 1 is going to equal to 2. You know all these things. What do you need faith for? You don't have to have faith for something that you see. You don't have to have faith for something that you know. Faith is the fact that I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I believe God. I believe that He is going to bring me out all right. That is the reason for your faith, because you are not going to be able to do it all. And so there comes a point where you say, you know what? I'm not even going to be arrogant enough to try to do it all. My faith is going to lie in God, so that even if the problems get too big for me, I know that God is going to be able to bring me through. And so if you're just now tuning in, we are in part 7 of our Fruit of the Spirit series. And because you are a subscriber, you are getting exclusive access to this content. That's right. It is not on any other podcast or any other social media platform. You are the only one that is able to listen to this content, as my way of saying thank you for being a subscriber. And so we are continuing the conversation. What is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And so fruit number 7 is faith. And so for those of you who may have been struggling in your faith, you're like, hey, Tanil, you know what? I do feel convicted. And so how can I make it better? We're going to get right into that. But what I would ask you to do, again, because you have access to this episode, I know you're already subscribed to me. But what I would ask for you to do beyond that is feel free to connect with me across social media platform, whether it be Wisdom or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or even YouTube. You can find me at My Name is Tanil. And if in listening to all these different podcasts, whether it's this series or other episodes, and if you want to work with me personally as your coach, then feel free to go to my website, mynameistanil.com. There you'll be able to find information about how you can schedule a consultation, or even if you want to work one-on-one to establish your own coaching program, you will be able to gain access to all of that by going to mynameistoneal.com. Now let's jump right back into, we're talking about faith. So I've already explained to you all, I've given you the definition of faith, I've told you what faith looks like, and so you automatically know that if you are shaking in your boots and you're scared and you're giving up, then that's what your life looks like without faith, right? With faith, there is such an assurance that you have, because you know that God got you. You know that I don't care, even if it is a pandemic, God is going to make a way. Even if I get laid off of my job, God is going to make a way, right? And so you are able to have that confidence because you know that this is just what God does. And there is a scripture in the Bible also, because again, like I tell you all the time, I don't ever want for you to feel like whenever I'm talking about something biblical, then I don't ever want for you to feel like that this is just me giving my own opinion. I typically like to give you scripture so that way you know that this is not just me, but this is actually biblically based. And so if you look at Matthew, the 6th chapter, even when it talks about, 6th chapter, 28th verse, and it says, "Why are ye anxious concerning raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you," verse 29, "that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like
one of these. But if God doth so clothe the grass of the field, verse 30, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye are in need of all of these things. And so again, if you are not one who really likes the language of the King James Version of the Bible, let me explain. What it's saying in short is that if God takes care of the flowers and the birds and so plants and grass and things like that, the fowl of the air, if he takes care of those things, how much more do you believe that he loves you? If he will make sure that the birds eat, then you have to have faith to believe that he's going to make sure that you are taken care of. There's a song that's called Gyra. I think it's by Maverick City that says, Gyra, you are enough. And then it goes into, if he watches over the lilies, how much more does he love you? And we have to understand that. And a lot of times what happens is because we don't have to practice our faith, right? We say all day long, those who may go to church, you get up and you talk about how good God is, but really you're not even talking about God. You're talking about the fact that you didn't have to go without something. The fact that you still have your job and you still have your house and you, but you have yet to be in a situation where you had to depend upon the faithfulness of God to get you through. And that's what happens when you don't have. So what faith is, you know what? I might be unemployed, but I'm not going to worry because I know that God is going to supply my need. His word said that he will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. But you have to believe it. The last faith scripture I'll give you, it says, according to your faith be it unto you. And so if you don't believe that God is able to take care of you, if you don't believe that God is able to feed you, to clothe you, to provide for you, if you don't believe it, then it's gonna be hard because your faith moves God. It says, okay, maybe it's one more scripture. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So that means that you must have faith in order to please God. If you really are trying to get the ear of God, then you must have faith. So it is not optional. God operates through faith, by faith, with faith. That is the main tool that is going to move God. And so when your life lacks faith, this is the reason why you're incomplete. This is the reason why all the love in the world means nothing if you don't believe, because it's the belief that moves God. And so again, as I said early on with the fruit, it is so great if you have love or joy or peace. You know, you can say, well, you know what? Patience, that's not my vice. I don't have a problem with patience. But if you're lacking one, you might as well be lacking them all, because they are all interdependent. And so the whole purpose of this podcast is, number one, to get you to understand what each fruit is, the role that each one plays in your life, and what you can do if you've lost your faith because of whatever reason. Don't be distraught and don't feel as though if you've lost your faith that there is no way to regain it, because you can. God is so just. He's so faithful. He knew that this moment would be here. And if even as you're listening to this podcast, you are convicted, I would encourage you to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not leaning on you. I'm sorry for not depending on you. I'm sorry for not casting my cares to you as your word commanded. And I ask that you increase my faith. I ask that you show me how to believe. Show me how to let go. Show me how to rest in you. And so I would give you Psalm 91 and 1 to read so that it can encourage your
heart. But that's really when you will be able to start seeing a change in your life. Obviously, when you're implementing and executing the other tools that I've given you for those other fruit, you will start seeing a change as well. But you have to understand, so the way that the fruit of the Spirit is set up, the love, joy, peace, that is relationship with yourself, right? So you need to be able to love yourself, have joy, have peace, and then you're also able to interact that with others, and even with the patience and the goodness and gentleness. But when we're talking about faith, that is really your relationship with God. And so God is the one that you're looking to, that you're leaning on, depending on, to help you through life. So you do not, whereas, you know, you might be sad if your relationship with a family member or friend goes sour or it dissolves, you can keep going and still be prosperous and succeed without a person. But if you are really looking to walk in your purpose and do it confidently, knowing that this is not you, you're not leaning, depending on your own strength, but you know, Lord, I need you in order to be successful. You have to have faith in him, so that way you can have confidence and assurance that even when bad things happen, that it's still going to do, as Romans 8:28 says, that it works for your good. So when you are living right, when you are doing right, even when bad things happen, as they may sometimes happen, bad things don't just happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people all the time. But you can rest assured that there is hope because of your faith in God. And so in either case, I'm hoping that this podcast, this episode has helped to uplift you. I gave a myriad of scriptures. Hopefully you were writing them down. And if you were not, then feel free to go back through the podcast and write them down as we go. Again, I know that there were certain ones that I gave out where I talked about faith, Hebrews 11:6, Hebrews 11:1, talked from Jeremiah 29:11, Matthew 6, and I read verses 28 through 32. So there are a lot of different scriptures. I think there are a few others that I quoted, but feel free to search the scriptures for yourself, right? Find yourself in this, because that's the thing that I've been saying this entire series long. The word says, let a man examine himself. And so if faith is not the missing fruit for you, then that's great. I encourage you to find yourself in the others to make sure that you are where you need to be. Even if you say you have faith, understand that God is still able to increase that faith. Right? It's no such thing as having too much faith in God. So ask God even to increase the faith that you have. Don't get complacent and feeling like you don't need God's help, or I got enough. No, you can never have too much God. And so I'm hoping that that these podcast episodes are helping you to see yourself and see where you may be able to improve. See where your life may have went to the left at some point. You know, maybe I had faith, but then when this happened, then I lost my faith, and my life just has not been the same since. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is to seek God while he may be found. Repent if you have fallen short, and ask him to restore whatever fruit it is that is the root of your problem. But again, thank you all so much for tuning in. And if you have not already done so, feel free to follow me across social media, whether on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find me at My Name is Tenille. And if you want to work with me as being your own personal coach, whether life coach or lit coach, you can do so by going to my website, mynameistenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. Thank you all so much, and be on the lookout for the final two fruit that we're going to discuss in the upcoming episodes, meekness and temperance. Thank you all so much, and have a great rest of your day.